Next up is one of the new head coaches, but Matt Miller comes from us from the Garden City staff. He was an assistant coach at Garden City last year, and so we welcome Matt as a head coach and Matt Miller, head coach at Garden City Community College. Matt.
First of all, I just want to welcome everybody here and tell Bryce and his staff thank you so much for all you do for us, and Craig, you and your group, and do fantastic job for this conference. Even though I am new to the conference as a head coach, I was offensive coordinator at Garden City last year. Had some success on offense, but really, you know, I've had a love and an appreciation for this conference for a long time. You know, I was 10 plus years on Bill Snyder's staff at Kansas State, and without this conference, we would not have been able to achieve the success and contend for national titles and the things that we did there. So this is by far the nation's top conference. You know, week in, week out, you know, it's going to be a battle. We are fully aware of that, and we're excited to get going. You know, first I want to thank our president, Dr. Swinder, for hiring me. Really appreciate that. I'd like to introduce our vice president, athletic director Ryan Ruda, Colin Lamb, assistant athletic director, and Dan Delgado, sports information director, are here. In terms of returning lettermen, we return 10 on offense, four starters start at some point or another. Defense, we only return four, and we have two starters coming back. Do feel good about the guys they're replacing, but they got to step up and make things happen. In terms of players, our top two recruits, Tyreek Hill, very special player. You know, he's an incredible athlete. He's as good an athlete as I've ever been around. You know, he didn't train for track at all this season. Went through our, you know, we worked the guys out at 5:30 in the morning, went through our afternoon lifting sessions, did not get on the blocks one time, got up there, ran a 9.9 800 meters. So he's special. Just got back from Alabama and Florida State, did a piggyback recruiting trip. So the whole nation's after him, and expect huge things out of him. And also Dontavious Blair, our left tackle. I mean, he's a monster, 6'8", about 3'10" right now. Can move, plays angry. He just returned from Auburn, and he's at Florida State this weekend as well. So those are probably, you know, the two guys we hang our hats on right now, doing a fantastic job of leadership. You know, a couple other guys that, you know, I think are really going to have big years for us this year. Niall Daniel, wide receiver for us, due to, you know, a lot of the, you know, fantastic skill position players we had last year. Niall didn't get to play. He played four or five games for us, but in all but one, he was our leading receiver. So, and he's only gotten bigger. He's added about 15 pounds of muscle. We're excited about him. And then our two middle backers. I think Devontae Derricotte just received an offer from Kansas State, getting offers all over the place. He's a special player. Big, can run, can do what you want. And then Earl Clark, Cincinnati signee that we got. And so those are guys that I think are going to be leading our defense. In terms of strength, I think on the defensive side of the ball, obviously I think our linebackers are our strength. And we've got some secondaries of strength, although it is new. I think we got plenty of guys that are going to compete there. Very excited about that. And I think all of us, you know, defensive line depth is always something we're trying to get to. So, you know, that's going to be a question mark. We're trying to get some guys to step up there. But we are, again, excited about our incoming recruiting class. On offense, wide receiver, I think, you know, we got some new guys coming in. Brandon Snell out of Carroll City, Florida, had a really great spring for us. And our offensive line has stepped up. Even though we have new guys, we have some guys that have played junior college football before and been successful there, and put them in addition to Dontavious. We're excited about that. Question marks, obviously it's quarterback. When you lose the conference player of the year in Nick Marshall, that's a big loss. But we do feel we got guys that can come in and compete. We have four freshmen on campus right now, and, you know, we can't work with them. But from everything I hear, you know, our upperclassmen are excited about a couple of them. So we'll see how that works out. You know, I'm just going to roll the ball out there and see, you know, who steps up and takes it, starts making plays, and who makes the least mistakes. And then, you know, as I said, D-line depth would be, you know, question mark for us. But, you know, it's going to be tough this year in this conference. It's always tough. Game in and game out. I mean, it was a battle last year. Our season could have gone much better, could have gone horribly worse. So it was, you know, just one of those years that we want to build off it. Obviously, the Mississippi Bowl was huge for us. Very excited about, you know, that victory there. We were the first out-of-state team to ever go down to play the Mississippi State champs and take that trophy out of there. So we were excited about that. And really, I'm just excited to be, you know, part of this coaching fraternity. You guys are all great coaches. I have much respect for all of you and your programs, and just ready to get this season going. Any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt, and good luck. Next up, Coffeyville Community College, Coach Aaron Flores.
Again, I want to start off just like everybody else has, thanking Bryce and his staff, Randy, Craig Helser, all the things he's done for our conference. And that's what's exciting about our conference. It never just stays the same. There's people in place that are always working to improve it and take pride in that. And that's what makes us stand out, I think, above and beyond other conferences throughout the country, is that nobody's comfortable with what they're doing. They're always looking to see what they can do to make it better. And seeing the media show up today and the numbers that we've got here makes it exciting. Going on our second season as a staff down here at Coffeyville, return a lot of our coaches, which is very important. And you see the staffs and the programs in this conference that have success are able to keep their staffs together for a number of years, at least the nucleus of that. So our defensive coordinator, Paige Anders, going on his second season. Our D-line coach, Mo Crane. Ben Barton, our linebacker coach. We do have a new DB coach that we just hired, Jermaine Robinson. He just finished up playing at Toledo. He'll be here this next week. Wide receiver coach, Jim Henry. O-line coach, Jamie Sumner, and our running back coach, Dickie Rolls. Jamie Sumner is a guy that's replacing our offensive coordinator, Matt Maddox, a guy that actually played for us when I was coaching over in El Dorado and then was the offensive coordinator for us this last year. Had an opportunity to move on to a 1AA program, so excited about the opportunity that he got. We're fortunate to hire Jamie Sumner, a guy that offensive lineman from the state of Kansas, went to Coffeyville, had success there, went on to Ohio State, and is going to help us a lot, both with our offensive line and our in-state recruiting with that, which is obviously the lifeline of any program. We do have four Shrine Bowl players or four Shrine Bowl guys that are there. Cody Busby on the west side, and then on the east side, we have Dakota Turner, Mitch Willie, and then BJ Chilcote was nominated for it, but decided he had a family obligation that he went down to watch his sister do some stuff in the Nationals, so he's not participating in that, but was on the roster. Last season we were 6-4. For us and our expectations, we did not meet the expectations that we have as a staff or as a program. We were not hired to go down and be 6-4. That's average, and that's not what we want. So, again, feel like we did take steps as the season went on, figuring out what our strengths and weaknesses were, and felt that we addressed those during this off season. So I'm very excited about our recruiting class that's coming up, along with our sophomores that we are returning. The attitude that they had after spring ball was over going into the summer, and then through our June summer session, the attitude that our freshmen had throughout the time that they were there, both in the classroom and during their workout sessions in their class. So we're very excited about the combination of the two. Feel that that's going to be a strength for us as our attitude. I feel like we've upgraded our size and speed throughout our program. One of the things that we definitely emphasized as we went out through recruiting, not just finding better players, but also bringing in the right attitude of player to mix in with the guys that we had there already in place. And that's something that we did with our research of not just finding good players out there, but doing the research of finding good players that have good attitudes and are good people. So I feel like that combination is going to make us very competitive at every position. Felt like last year when we did make our roster, we actually had to keep some guys that we had to keep just because there wasn't that depth of competition at each position. So, again, that was an emphasis for us going through the June session with the guys that we had there. The effort that they put out, we're going to have competition at every position. So our sophomores have been told, you know, if you made the roster last year, just don't assume that you're automatically going to make it this year. What have you done this summer to help improve on where you left? Because we do have a good group of freshmen coming in that are hungry, that are anxious, same attitude that you had when you got here as a freshman. So many times you find that a guy that has success as a freshman kind of gets in that coast mode and just assumes that everything's going to happen to him as a sophomore and kind of sets back. And all of a sudden they get shocked when they're like, what do you mean I'm not the guy or part of this anymore? Well, no, you got passed up because somebody else came in and took what you had because you didn't do the things that you needed to do. So I think the depth that we're going to have at the competition at all positions is going to help us be much more competitive each and every week. I feel like, you know, again, with the recruiting part of it, in-state-wise, we did well. That's always going to be the lifeline for us. I know with the changes in the out-of-state numbers, everybody's wondering, how's that going to affect our conference? I've had all kinds of people ask. We'll see after 1 year, you know, which direction it goes. But I was a Kansas player that was fortunate enough to play in this conference. Coach Morrill was a Kansas player that was fortunate enough to play in this conference. And I know back when I played and when he played, you know, we were fortunate to play together. But at our positions, there were still out-of-staters that came in and we had to compete against in order to play. And, you know, my freshman year, I was fortunate enough to play two games as a freshman, and my sophomore start every game but one. And I competed against out-of-state players at those positions, but it made me a better player. And I think we're cutting our in-state guys short if we think that this is going to kill us in-state-wise. I think it's only going to have the opportunity to make each player come out and compete each and every day and push both in-state and out-of-state. And once you make your roster, your best players are going to play. I tell our guys, forget about once we make the roster, who's in-state, who's out-of-state, who's going to be the best players that are going to go out and help us win. And we feel with the in-state guys that we got coming back as sophomores and the strong group that we've got coming in as freshmen, in-state players are going to be a huge, huge factor for us in all areas. So, again, very excited about the direction that that is going. Excited to have some home games this year. You know, we've got, like I said, they said earlier, starting off with Hutchinson. That's going to be a big game. I know everybody's excited about that. They handed it to us twice last year, pretty good. So I respect the things that all the coaches do in our conference, the success that everybody's had that have been in this conference for a number of years is what makes it exciting. I was fortunate to be an assistant for 10 years with one of the best coaches that you'll ever be around at any level, both on and off the field. So very fortunate that I learned a lot from him and the other coaches that I've been around at the other programs that I was at prior to getting this opportunity at Coffeyville to be a head coach. And again, I thank the people at Coffeyville for the opportunity and reaching out last year to bring me in and interview me and give me this opportunity to go on and bring back to a place that has had so much tradition over so many years. And you still go out there and people know the name of Coffeyville. It is a big name throughout the country. And we take that very seriously as a staff and instill that in our freshmen and incoming players that, hey, you got an obligation to this program first, and everything after that will take care of itself. You take care of here, academically, athletically, and as a team, the rest of it, your goals down the road will all take care of themselves. So take care of where you're at, and the rest will move on. Again, talking about sophomores that we have returning, feel strong about we've got a backup quarterback. Had a really good spring for us. We only had one quarterback on campus all spring, so he took every single snap, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. It was good that he got a lot of reps. It was scary each day hoping that nothing happened to him and made sure that if anybody got close to him that that wasn't going to happen again. So he did have a good – he's an in-state kid from Shawnee Mission East, plays very confident. Returning an offensive lineman that started every game for us, Hayden Chandler. So we're excited about him. A tight end that played a lot for us last year had a really good spring. Schools are, you know, just like everybody else, are getting all the calls and a lot of interest for him. John Denton, a kid that can run and block with it, and a defensive back, Junior Williams. Again, those are all in-state kids that are going to start for us, along with some others, but those are the guys that are getting the most attention right now for us in our program. So in order to win this conference, you got to have great sophomore leadership, and that is one thing that we feel that we've gone in a huge direction in the right steps towards having that sophomore leadership that will understand when adversity is thrown your way, how do you handle it? We did not handle adversity well last year with our team. Our team just did not handle it. When things were going good, hey, it was great to be all in. You know, it was our motto last year, and we talked about it. And when things went bad, all of a sudden, you could see some guys diverting off. That all of a sudden, they said they were all in, but always played that fence. We feel like we've eliminated that part of it. You never know again until you get everybody there. But we kind of took it a little bit step further instead of just all in. It's all in all the time. So there's no wavering on that. But in order to win this conference, you've got to have great sophomore leadership, because for a freshman, this is a whole new experience. There's nothing like going from being the guy at your high school to going to college, and all of a sudden, everybody's the guy. And some guys can handle that, and it raises our game to another level, and some guys can't. So that's our goal throughout campus, find out which ones can elevate their games and which ones are going to be the guys that cannot. But that's pretty much where we're going in the direction at Coffeyville. And any questions that anybody has? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron, and good luck. Pick number two to finish number two in the JAL Conference, Hutchinson Community College, Coach Ryan Rhodes.
Good afternoon. It's good to see everybody here. Always exciting to have this meeting, because we know what we prepare for all year long is about ready to happen, and that's an exciting thing for us in the football world. As many have done, I do want to thank several people who do so much for our conference for today. Vic Trilli, I'm not sure, Vic, there you are in the back. Thank you very much, Vic. This is a beautiful place. And I appreciate you sharing it with us today. Appreciate the meal that was served. I'd like to thank the media for being here. A lot of great media outlets here today, both television and print, radio media here. We thank you very much. Appreciate our hometown sports writer, Brad Howyer, and Pat, our sports editors here today. We appreciate him being here. I'd like to introduce my staff before I go any further. I do typically bring my whole staff with me, and I have all my full-time guys here today. And I bring them here really so I can introduce them and brag on them a little bit. So, guys, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to stand when I call your name out. Phil Ockingay is our defensive line coach and recruiting coordinator. Tyler Brock is our offensive line coach. Deion Manili is our defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. Josh Gooch is our offensive coordinator, running backs coach. Thaddeus Brown is our defensive backs coach and our strength coach. Kevin Starr is our wide receiver coach. And Greg Cross is our quarterbacks coach. So, guys, I really appreciate you. Some of the finest people I know, and we've just had a great time. We work hard through the month of June. We have a little bit of time to take some vacation in July, and it's always great to get back together. And this last week has been an awesome week of really prepping with these guys and just having a chance to get to know each other better and enjoy good fellowship. Our sports information director has been mentioned several times already, Steve Carpenter. He's a great guy. He spends a lot of time and energy promoting not just Hutchinson Community College, but our region and our conference, and I appreciate him. Also, work for a great guy in Randy Stang. He's our athletic director, and our president, Dr. Ed Berger, is also just a great supporter of our program, and both of those guys are people that I appreciate very, very much. Bryce, thank you for what you do for our conference. I know that probably what we see that you do for our conference is just a small piece of what you actually do. I know there's probably a lot of things that go on behind the scenes to make things happen that we would like to thank you for, but since we don't know what they are, just accept our appreciation today as enough for what you do. We do thank you very much. Craig, also, I know you spend a ton of time doing different things to prepare, and appreciate you. I know probably a lot of guys in here realize what Craig has meant to our conference, but for those that don't, I've been a part of this conference for 10 years now, and he has elevated the quality of officiating just an astronomical amount. It has improved so much, and really to find out how good it is, you just got to go play a non-conference game somewhere and find out what the other crews are like. So, Craig, I really appreciate you and all your hard work. Mark, thank you for being here today. I'd like to welcome the two new head coaches, Coach Thomas and Coach Miller. I've kind of been in both your shoes at one point, you know, so I know kind of what it's like to, number one, be brand new to the league and then be an assistant and have a chance to advance. And I wish you guys the best. We'll be pulling for you all but 1 week for sure. So just wish you the best. I know Russ is watching. Russ, I want to thank you for all that you do for our website. It is awesome, as many people have said. And last but not least, Mark Patrick. Mark, thank you for organizing today's event and your part in making it happen. And the Verizon press conference is a great one this year. I think many of us know that, you know, we've heard of the different players that have went on to do great things. We heard of a few coaches, you know, that have advanced into the upper ranks of Division I football and those type of things. And I think just what's great about our conference is, number one, it's a great place. It's a great place to work. You know, you got a guy like Troy who probably has turned down more jobs than most of us will ever have a chance to take. And he continues to stay where he's at. He's been extremely successful because this is a great conference. It's a great level to coach at. And so for those of us that have a chance to be here, man, it is awesome to be here. But what's also neat about this conference is it is truly a launch pad for players, for coaches, for officials to have opportunities to go and do their thing at the highest level in college football, and some even beyond that to the professional ranks. So, you know, when we continue to say every coach has got up here and talked about how great this conference is, to me, that's what makes it really special, is that it's a lot of fun to be a part of while you're here. It's super competitive. Sometimes it feels like your stress level's overloaded, but it is a great place to work. And it is really an awesome thing when you see where people go from the Jayhawk Conference. It's truly special in that way. To speak about our team, you know, we, like many of the coaches that have been up here before, we have a lot of holes to fill. And you always do, and at this level, we have more than usual. For us, we returned 6 lettermen on offense. 3 of those were starters last year. We returned 9 lettermen on defense. 5 of those started at some point last year. We don't return any specialists in terms of punters, kickers, and return guys. As far as our offensive prospectus goes, I really feel like the strengths of our offense going into this deal, at least, are on the offensive line, where we return a couple of starters that I think are really fine football players, are great people, great leaders for our football team. We picked up a couple of transfer guys that I think are very high-level players, and I think all of us as coaches would agree, when you have an opportunity to play a guy that's a little bit older, whether he's played a lot of college football games or not, there's just a little bit of maturity that ends up helping at some point down the road. And so having 2 starters coming back, a couple of guys that played a lot but didn't start last year, and then 2 Division I transfers, on the offensive line. We feel like we have a really nice crew there that can lead our football team. Another important position to return somebody at is quarterback, and that's a luxury that we enjoy this year, is having a quarterback back that threw for roughly 3,600 yards and 38 touchdowns last season. And Luke Barnes is a guy that can really throw the football around. One thing that we have really worked with on Luke is his leadership and really just the mental side and emotional side of the game. And I think that's really improved. And I think as well as he did last year, you know, he's set up for maybe even a better year just because of the maturity in those areas for Luke. So we're really excited about that position. We did sign a couple of freshmen that we're excited about. Frankie Sire, a young man out of Olathe South that we have seen play a little bit this summer. We're excited about what he does. And then a real talented young man out of the Atlanta area, Jordan Ramey, is another player that we feel like has a chance to be a real asset to our football team. The fullback position is still one that's pretty important in our offense. We return a guy that played for us some last year, Taylen Yabara, at that position. He's from Wellington, Kansas. Tight end's a spot that we're real young at, but we're excited about Curtis Stahlbaumer, John Gilbertson, and Shane Bennett, three talented freshmen that we have at that spot. At receiver, you know, coming out of spring football, we had one returning player, one guy that went through spring football with us that was going to be a part of our team in the fall. So I don't know if we've ever had that situation in the time that I've been doing this, but as unusual as that is, I still do feel pretty good about our receiving core just because we've brought in some good freshmen, some guys that have really impressed us through summer drills. Bryce Harvey, Javante Sigler, a couple guys from here in the state of Kansas. And then Chris Sane, Jawan Dickey, Jaleel Scott, Malcolm Greener, a few names of our out-of-state guys that we feel like have a chance to be impact players for us at receiver. The tailback spot could also be considered a strength coming into this season for us. We return Orange Mooney, who was our number two back last year, and Terrell Lane rushed for 1,600 yards, so he got a lot of the touches. Orange went for close to 700 yards on limited carries, but is a talented guy and has worked really hard to have his body in great condition to play this season. We're looking forward to what he can do. Braden Smith is another young man that we feel really good about. A lot of you that follow City League football here in Wichita would know Braden. Braden played at Southeast, was a real talented player. Fell just a little bit short academically, had been able to go to University of Kansas, and ended up redshirting at our place last year. Jackie Curry is a young man that we signed out of Cleveland that we feel like has a chance to really help us at tailback also. And then a transfer from University of Auburn, a guy named Mike Blakely, who's from Bradenton, Florida, we feel like is a real special player too. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how things sort out at tailback for us. On the defensive side, just a few names on the defensive line that are guys that have played for us or have been through spring football with us that we're excited about. Jeremiah Ledbetter, James Peoples, Marquise Montgomery, Marquavius Lewis, Carnell Simon. Those guys are solid players. Again, as other coaches have said, a lot of these guys are being heavily recruited by various BCS schools. Dondre Chenette's a transfer defensive tackle that we picked up from Arizona Western that we're excited about. Terrence Summers is a Tennessee high school player that we're excited about. And then a big guy from Wichita Northwest, Justin Gourley, is a guy that has showed a lot of promise up to this point. As far as linebacker, we return Brock Long, who started about half the season for us last year. Akeem Francis and Zach Weekly were both guys that really performed well in spring football for us. Michael Peak is a transfer from NC State that we picked up that we feel like has a chance to be a real nice player. And then a couple of Kansas players, Emilio Mitchell out of Hayes and Braxton Jones out of Derby High School, are a couple of guys that we feel like have a chance to really help us also. And really the strength coming into this season from a defensive standpoint, the position group that has some proven players for us is our defensive backfield. Shadle Fenting and Christian Goodlett are two guys that started every game for us last year at corner. Both those guys are back. Keegan Murphy and Terrell Hanna were both starters at least half of the season last year at safety. And then we picked up a couple of what we feel like are nice transfers. Jalen Myers from Georgia Military and Glenn Hilliard from East Carolina that could put together a pretty nice group of defensive backs. As I mentioned earlier, we don't return any specialists. The prospects that we have at kicker, Ryan Weiss, Niles Kahn, and Braxton Stahl, all of those are guys from here in the state of Kansas. And for the first time in several years, we're sorting out who our kicker is going to be this year. So that'll be an interesting race for the kicker spot. As far as the conference goes, this is my eighth year as head coach in the conference. It's my 10th year as a coach overall in the league. I don't remember a year that was so uncertain or up in the air in all of those years as this one. I think the new roster format should give everyone a chance to be better in conference matchups as well as non-conference games. It will definitely be interesting to see what happens. There are a lot of great recruiters, great coaches, and great players in this league. As far as our overall expectations, you know, we're excited to see what we can do this year. Our number one focus is to just win the first game. And really, I think if you think beyond that, you have a chance to get yourself in trouble week one. So we're putting all of our eggs in that basket right now to prep for week one, to be ready to go when we travel down to Coffeyville. And we will definitely have a big-time challenge right out of the gate. Our second game, we do return home to play Navarro, which was a great team last year, finished, I believe, fourth in the country. And that will be a big test for our first home game. In terms of just overall challenges and strengths and so on, as I mentioned, quarterback and O-line are areas of strength for us. I also feel like an area of strength is that we have a lot of great kids. Most of our kids we've either worked with through spring football last year or some of them we had in the summer for summer school, and just a lot of really good guys, guys that are fun to be around, guys that are very goal-oriented and upward bound. We're excited about them. And then I go back to my staff. I think that's a real strength for us is just a group of guys that are hardworking. We enjoy being around each other, and we hope to set a great example of chemistry for our team. As far as challenges, our defensive front seven is very unproven. We do not return a kicker, and, of course, our schedule is very challenging, especially on the front end. We have six players playing in the Shrine Bowl. And the final remarks that I have really just are kind of some general statements, and then I'd be glad to answer any questions. But there are a lot of challenges in our world today. I'm just thankful that God's given me an opportunity to be a football coach. I think this is one of the few professions where you can truly make a difference. You have a chance to instruct and mold these young men into being better people, and in doing so, we can make the world a better place. Wish all of my fellow coaches the best for this upcoming season. You guys are great people, and you're very good at what you do in this coaching profession. Thanks again to all the media that are here, and look forward to a great 2013.
Thanks, Ryan. Good luck. Thank you. Chosen number one by the coaches to finish number one in the conference, Butler Community College, Coach Troy Morrow. Troy?
Thank you very much. Great to be here. And as everybody said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we have a lot to be thankful for within this conference. Every coach stood up here and talked about all the great things, and it's not just talk. They say that because it actually is, and you see by the turnout today, seems like every year it changes a little bit, and that's life. You know, there's going to be change. There's going to be new challenges, and hopefully you make those changes for the better. So everybody wants to improve and be the best. We've been fortunate to have a lot of success at Butler, and everything starts with a group, a team, and within our conference, Bryce and the leadership that he has provided, and not only for football but for every sport. And you look how the Jayhawk Conference competes, across the board. I think it's amazing. We have a tremendous amount to be proud of. A lot of tremendous athletes from the state of Kansas in all sports. Definitely on the football end of it, but we're highly competitive in a lot of different fields out there. So it's great to be a part of that. I feel very humbled and honored every time I come up here. I appreciate all the nice things everybody, said, Coach Flo and Coach Rhodes and everybody else. It definitely is a lot of hard work, but it's like Coach Rhodes said, you make such an impact at this level. And I tell you what, if you're going to – this is a working man's conference. Everybody talks about, blue collar, white collar. We're not wearing this all the time. When you go into the offices, we're dressed like this now, but we may be back there doing laundry too at the same time. So can't be too humble to do any kind of a job at this level. And so I admire everybody that has stuck with it and coaches at this level. And again, just like Coach Flores said, man, you make that commitment and good things happen. And so many athletes getting opportunities because of our level to move on and realize dreams that they have, from growing up. And a lot of kids arrive in our conference for many, many different reasons. And to help those guys along and like I said, to realize their dreams and become the best people that they can on and off the field is feathers into everyone's hat. And I'm speaking from our whole conference, not just for the football part of it, but for all the other coaches, because we all know we come in contact with a lot of different players in our close settings that we have and so forth at our colleges, so within our communities and all. So appreciate everybody that comes out and supports it. And again, Bryce and Mark, for all of your hard work. Thanks to Newman University for hosting this event. Good setup. And Russ, miss you being here, buddy. I always look forward to seeing you and shaking your hand, so I want to say hi to him. And appreciate everything on our website. This day and age is so driven, it seems like, by media and mobile devices now. I mean, it's everything's on the go, and so much information, so forth, that right at the fingertips, and it's great to be on the cutting edge with that, with Verizon and all that they provide and do for our conference as well, keeping everybody connected. It's nice to know exactly what's going on and so forth. So great job on that. I also want to say thank you to all the media that came out today. A lot of different outlets from print to TV, and I don't know, probably some radio people here, maybe, I don't know. But thanks again for coming out and covering our conference. Our kids, our athletes, our student athletes, they are, like every coach mentioned, some of the best in the country. I appreciate every one of you helping them, because this is a springboard to bigger and better things. Where it's a two-year school, there's a lot of turnover, and so you all helping that. And I appreciate your the coverage, the stories, and so on and so forth about the great things that happen in our conference. Craig and so forth, everything that you and your staff has done, Mark, and seeing guys continue to grow and just like players, officials are doing the same thing. Robert is getting a chance to be on TV and getting the big games and so forth. It works for those guys too, and it's a product of a lot of commitment. And I think the work that Craig has done has helped the product on the field, you know, be such a much better product than it was 10 years ago, just in the way that things are ran, officiating, you know, being able to help educate our players. That's what we're all here to do. And Craig and his leadership that he has done with the officials has really increased the product on the field for our fans, for everybody to see, and obviously to coach and players being a part of it has been great. So thanks for your hard work. Thank you to Matt Jacobs, Randy Smith, for all that you guys do, our administration of Butler, the Board of Trustees. We've got a new president that's coming on board, very excited to work with her as well, and great leadership there. Without leadership, it's hard to get anything done. So thankful to be at a place where things are progressing and you know, athletics are important and you know, the quality of life for our student athletes is important. So I also got to thank my staff. They're all at home, taking a little bit of time off, hopefully, doing those last little honeydews, you know, before the season starts. I know one thing I've got to do is clean my garage. It won't get touched again until Christmas time. So that's just the way it goes. But getting those little things finished up before all of the grind of the actual season starts. So, but very thankful for those guys. They do a tremendous amount. Continuity has been there. We didn't lose any coaches this season. Of our full-time coaches, that's huge. So last season we had a lot of turnover in our staff. It was the first time for several years, but you know, guys get opportunities again to move on to bigger and better things, and it's great to see them continue to have success at the different places that they've landed at. So as far as 2013 goes, we're definitely excited about the upcoming season and what it all will bring. Like I mentioned, it's going to be, you know, when every coach has mentioned, there's going to be some new challenges with different rules, roster rules, and so forth that way. And it's yet to be seen. Everybody's got their opinions on it. Everybody's got their thoughts and ideas. You know, it is what it is now. And so everybody's trying to make adjustments to that. And I think until we get through it, you know, we'll see if it's going to be a positive or a negative, and then hopefully, like I said before, we can continue to tweak things to make them better. So we're definitely excited about it. But one thing I'm concerned about is the youth that we have on our team. We had such a sophomore laden team last year with starters. A lot of guys went on to bigger and better things, 4-year schools, getting those opportunities to continue to ultimately get that degree and play football on a high level. And it's exciting and at the same time tough. You're sitting there going, how am I going to replace these guys? Seems like we're kind of in a cycle where we've got a really young group and then a more experienced group for the last 3 or 4 years. So hopefully we can get that balanced out. But we have, as far as returning lettermen, we have 17 returning lettermen, 9 on offense, 8 on defense. As far as returning full-time starters, we've got 1 at defensive tackle, Owen Williams, who really wasn't even a full-time starter last year, but I'm calling him a starter. He's a kid that played both inside and outside for us last year. And then we've got also our kicker, Robert Rawlings, and our punter, Ty Suggs, are both back. So really we have 3 counting the kicker and the punter and Owen. Out of the lettermen, a lot of those, the 9 and the 8, got to see some playing time at different times last year. And I'll talk about some of our guys as far as our returning players go. Starting with the defensive line, I always think defense is the most important aspect of it. You know, being able to keep people out of the end zone is always a plus. So as every coach alluded to, defensive line is always probably the toughest position to find. You know, the big guys that are athletic, that can run and move and all of that, they're going to be on the D-line, and then they kind of get moved over to the O-line after that. And that's kind of the food chain on the big guy part of it as far as the football goes. So they're tough to find. Gabe Luna is the guy that returns for us. He played kind of like Owen, some inside and outside. He's from Garden City, High School. Braden Butcher is a kid that's a defensive end that's pretty talented. He'll also be our long snapper this year. He's from Carroll. And then one of our red shirts that we're excited about, Stephon Hall, big kid, athletic. And, you know, like some of the coaches have said, they're all freshmen. You don't know exactly how they're going to react. We've had a few of our guys here this summer. Never been really big on the big summer program deal. But we have had a few of them there this summer, probably the most we've ever had as far as kids staying. And so you get a little bit better feel for it. But, again, the guys that aren't there compared to the guys that they're there, you know, that are there, you have a different feeling about. Freshmen, it's a whole new thing. They're coming into a different realm. Everything's new for them, so you don't know exactly how they're going to react. And even for a red shirt, you know, over the years, you count on some guys, you think they're going to be really good, but then you actually get in that game situation, and it's, you know, how they react is not always what you want. So, but he had a good spring, and so we're excited, and hopefully he can help us on the defensive line. Nick Cook, as far as our linebackers go, I think that's one of our strengths. Nick Cook, kid that didn't start last year but came out of spring, had a really good spring, and also did some long snapping. Kid from right here in Wichita, from Capen. I think he's got a chance to be a really solid player for us. Dominic White, kid from Junction City, played in the Shrine Bowl last year, I think. He was a kid that had another good spring. So feel good about some guys there as far as that we're in our program and able to go through some spring with us. As far as the secondary goes, we're really don't have any corners that really came out of spring. So that's going to be one of our weaknesses on defense. I feel good about our safety position. Brandon Dozier from Washburn Rural had a tremendous spring, did a really good job. Excellent student, guy that's a leader for us. Expecting big things from him. Transferred Darren Reddick. He was at Navarro, played safety there. A really solid player who can run and do some good things back there. As far as quarterback goes, moving over to offense, Hunter Vaughn was a redshirt for us last year, and a kid that we're excited about. He's was able to go through the spring, and you know, he's got the ability to throw the ball. He's a little more athletic than some of the quarterbacks that we've had in the past. So excited to have him and his leadership. There'll be a couple other guys obviously compete for that. Zeke Palmer, kid that'll be in the Shrine Bowl. He's come over a few times and you know, worked out and did some things during the summertime, and he's definitely got some good skill. We're excited to have him in our program. And as far as the guys up front, again, we lost all of our starters from our offensive line, so we'll have a lot of kids that were backups last year, hopefully be able to fill some shoes and rely on some freshmen there. But Luke Hayes is a kid that has got a few offers. He's a highly recruited kid from Scott City, very athletic, tall. I think he's weighing right at about 295 right now. And I feel like he's got a chance to do some really good things for us. Tyler Usselton from Great Bend, Parker Whitney from Rose Hill, one of our redshirt kids that was a backup last year, Mateo Cambu, he's really matured. And those guys were all on our roster last year as backups, didn't start, so hopefully they'll be able to step up. They did a good job during the springtime, took a lot of reps. So Coach Flo's kind of talking about the quarterbacks. I felt the same way about our O-line. Please, nobody get hurt. Stay healthy so we can keep practicing. So everybody's got the depth issues on different spots. But as far as receivers go, again, we return a few guys. The guy that's probably had the most, I guess, catches, Trey Hallman from Dodge City. And then Mike Glatzak, Dawson Elliott would be a couple more that return with some good experience, some good leadership, and guys that we feel can make plays. Mike returned punts for us last year, and he's a kid that's from Centralia, Kansas, and coach's son. So he's a guy that's got some good knowledge of the game, and expecting big things from those three guys this season. We return a couple guys at fullback that contributed as freshman. Riley O'Hara, from Goodland, Kansas, and Miles Thomas from Downs, Kansas. Both those guys return. And then tight end that I'm excited about, Stephen Walker. He was a guy that played for us a lot last year in different situations and has really grown and matured, and excited about him. And you know, the kid comes into our program from Heights High School, which they've had a tremendous amount of success. He played offensive tackle, and we turned him into a tight end, and he's really blossomed. So expect big things from him. So as far as running backs go, Ty Suggs, we lost both of our top two guys. Ty was our third running back last year, rushed for about 500 yards. Was also our punter, like I mentioned earlier. And so we're expecting him to be a good leader for us. Keno Loyal is a kid that redshirted for us last year, a guy with some good size and speed, quickness, ability to make guys miss. So hopefully he'll be a guy that can step in there and help as well. So as far as the some redshirts and transfers, I mentioned Stephon Hall on the D-line. Antoine Hadley is a safety that I think is a very talented player. He's long. He's got good weight. He's about 210, he's about 6'3". So got good size back there. Hopefully can cover and fill up some space. Transfer linebacker, Philip Williamson. From University of North Carolina, good players, good size as well. So we had four linebackers that signed Division I scholarships last year. So we're going to have to, again, fill some holes in there for 2013. So some of the newcomers are listed there. Zeke Palmer, I mentioned. Devon Duran is a linebacker from Greenwood, South Carolina, that we're excited about. Good leadership, good quality kid. Colby Fennewald from Mulvane, who will be playing in the Shrine Bowl. Hopefully can help us in the secondary. Bryce Chavis, at wide receiver from Riley, Kansas. De'Isaac Davis, defensive lineman from Andover. Those guys have all shown some good signs, and hopefully they'll continue to grow within our program. So as far as Shrine Bowl players, we have nine that will be playing in the Shrine Bowl. So it's always exciting to be able to watch those guys, and you know, each year is a little bit different on that part of it, and the rules on the Shrine Bowl have even changed to where, you know, it's one guy from a high school. So a lot of times you think, you know, man, you wish you could get another guy in there and see those guys kind of play and get a little camp before camp starts, I guess you can say, get their appetites wet with actually putting pads on. So I always think it's some of those guys, I've seen it over the years, come out of that thing shining, and other ones come out of there and just that step up and the talent level kind of opens their eyes up a little bit, you know. I think Coach Flores, one of the guys, said, you know, going from being the guy to now there's a lot of guys around you. I think at our level, it's this stuff is harder to project than any other level just because of the turnover that we have. You know, you may have a guy for one semester, you may have a guy for 3 years. So for any of us to stand up here and really go, hey, this guy or that guy, it's up in the air. You all know it as good as I do. So, but I can tell you, just like the coaches have said, sophomore leadership is crucial. And I think that will be the key to our team this year, as far as guys that necessarily weren't the starters last year, but being able to step into and fill some shoes for a lot of guys that left this year will be the key to our success. So, with that being said, I'm excited about this year. And, you know, our stadium was a tremendous asset for us last year. It's very humbling, again, to walk out in that thing compared to what we used to go out and play in. I know the teams that were visitors last year, at least the amenities, I hope, were way better than what we used to have. Some of you are back there laughing. You'll enjoy it, I think. The locker rooms are really nice, and the way it's set up, so makes it a lot better for everybody, for fans, both home, visitor, the media, to work a game, the officials, everybody involved. It's been awesome, and for our program, you know, to be able to go over and practice there, you know, on have the availability to have turf right across the street rather than having to to call a, you know, a high school or whatever and jump on a bus and travel around like we've done in the past. It's a lot more convenient. So very thankful for that and excited for this season. We're going to have some different things. We'll have a reunion this year for our 2003 national championship team. And I know we're excited to have those guys back. This marks a 10-year reunion for that team and some tremendous games. I think that anyone that's been around this conference would think back and maybe say a few of those games were some of the best ever played in the conference as far as how they went. And I just think back and think of the teams that we were playing against and who some of those players were, and they're playing in the NFL still. There's several of those guys from our team as well as teams from our conference. So it's an exciting time of year, you know, NFL starting training camp and seeing our players that are able to go to camp and get those opportunities to get paid to actually play a game is pretty awesome. I know each and every one of you coaches play a part in that. So great time of year. I hope we this year as a conference can continue to grow and we're going to have some good games. I think the product on the field is going to be very competitive. You're going to see a tremendous amount of athletes. We had that before. Now you add some more out-of-state guys into the mix. That athletic talent level is going to increase, no doubt in my mind, across the board. So it should make the games exciting. Having more depth is going to be nice, adding 8 more guys to the roster. Having some depth is good on that. And hopefully help everybody get through the year a little better. And as coaches, you always, you know, you're shuffling guys around. I can remember, you know, going to a bowl game one time, and I think we suited up like 48 and 47, something like that. And that's when we're at 55. So that was even with the, 3-week prep time before that game even started. So a lot of guys were gone for different reasons. So change is good, and we're definitely excited to take on the challenges and want to wish everybody the best of luck. Thanks again to Bryce, to the media, everybody that comes out and supports our conference day in and day out, week in and week out, making the road trips and coming through the gates to watch these kids play. We appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
That'll end our press conference. Again, as you can tell, it's easy for Craig and I to do the things that we have to do because of the great football coaches that we have in this conference. And I think that that really speaks for itself, and you can tell that from what they had to say today. Again, appreciation to the media and all three television outlets here, the Wichita Eagle, the Hutch News, the local, our hometown media here. We appreciate all that. Carp, appreciate you and your staff with the streaming, and we do miss you, Russ, but appreciate that. Again, thanks to Newman University and Vic Trilli for all their work, Mark Patrick for his help in putting this together. We're going to take a few minutes to allow each coach to talk individually to those media outlets that would like to talk to the coaches, and then that will end the media part of the of our conference meeting, and then the coaches will get together to have a short meeting and talk about some rule changes and this sort of thing. So again, thanks for everybody for coming out. Appreciate you being here.